Hey guys, this is Hannah and you're listening to the Hannah Farooqui Show. So in today's episode, I'll be talking all about job rejections. So let's get started. So I'm going to be talking both in perspective of a job seeker and a job recruiter. And let me just tell you, handling rejection is just not easy. And especially when it comes to job, jo aapko cheez dil se chahiye, and which is your need. It's not your want, it is your need, and you were waiting for it desperately and you are getting rejected for it. And in most of the cases, it so happens that you've lost your previous job and you're looking for the new job, or you're just a fresher who's applying for a job, or you just want to switch your location and you are looking for a new job. Where, in these cases, it gets very difficult. However, if it gets easier when you are actually working somewhere and just looking for a new job. So in that case, it might be a bit easier to find a job. So as I spoke earlier, I'm going to be dividing this topic into two. One is in terms of job seeker and another in terms of job recruiter. So in perspective of job seeker, I've again divided this into two. How to deal with internal battle of job rejection, and another is how to handle it professionally. So coming to how to deal with internal battle of job rejection, let me just tell you that this too shall pass. I know it's going to be tough, it's going to be hard, it's going to be rough. But when you look back, oh my God, that I've gone through this, and I'm much happier right now. So don't be hard on yourself. Doesn't matter in which stage of the interview that you got rejected. And it's okay not to be okay. Talk to your friends, talk to your family, went out, spend a day or two, just get over it. And then reflect on how the process of the interview was. You need to understand yourself. You need to pen it down that how was the interview process like? For what question, what did I answer? Where did I go wrong? If I went wrong anywhere. But don't overanalyze. When you overanalyze stuff, you start self-doubting. So please, don't do that. Don't beat yourself up for every little thing that you have done. Now, part two is how to handle it professionally. Ask for a feedback. It's as simple as that, but in a very nice and professional way. And if you think that you were really, really, really good, then send an email saying if my CV can be reconsidered. And if they give you any feedback, do not get offended by it and start working on yourself. This is the best time where you can work on yourself. And next time when you give an interview, it will help you a lot. It will help you a lot. Don't take it very casually. Haan, main toh theek hi tha, pata nahi ye log kya keh rahe hain. No, don't do that. Because it will stop your professional growth. Now, talking in terms of a job recruiter. Now, you got to understand that even they have got some set guidelines and some set criteria as to which candidate will be the perfect fit for which position. Don't take it too personally. Probably you got rejected of being too overdressed, underdressed, or you were too nervous. Or sometimes it could also be that you were perfect for it, but they couldn't hire you because your salary expectations were too high and they just had to let you go. So don't lose your confidence, trust yourself, and do not self-doubt. Just work on your skills, and I'm sure there's always going to be the best out there waiting for you. And yes, this too shall pass. It might be very tough right now, but this will pass. This too shall pass, and you will come out strong and you will find a job soon. Don't worry. So those were the few things that I wanted to share with you guys in terms of handling job rejection. And if there's anything in terms of career, jobs or internship, do let me know. I'll be more than happy to make an episode for it. And that's it for today. And I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Do share it with your friends and family. And yeah, remember to be a better version of yourself. Learn, grow, and spread good vibes.